15th in reassessment years. But there's another one now, you say that, a newer one than that?
Yeah, and if you could send me that one, I'd like to look, because I don't...
You got it, we gave it to you last, you gave it to him last week.
I just gave the overall...
The number that you pointed out to me, though, said charter counties. Now you're saying...
You just read the first paragraph?
No, there was a second part.
137.180.3, beginning in 2011, requires all counties that are not charter counties to send impact notices with projected tax liability.
I think part two is the, references the charter counties, and then part three references what she's talking about now.
Right, but when I was looking it up, I looked it up on the internet, so I didn't see the thing about since 1983, so maybe it's...
I know, you'll check it out.
Whenever you look at statutes, make sure you do. It's like looking at the Bible. You're taking lost things out of context, so you probably want to look in an actual book.
Right, but I...
Or pull up the...
I have my books that are so old, and so I try to make sure when I read the statutes, I get them from the website.
Do we still get all the, what are the little pamphlets they send out yearly?
Supplementals.
Supplementals, do we still get supplementals?
No, you go to the website, it's the, no.
Because I mean, used to, we did up in our office, we had all the supplementals we put in with...
Yeah, we did too, we used to get, you have the, they quit doing the hardback, the big one, and send supplementals.
So now it's all online.
To my knowledge.
So I've just been going to the state website and looking at the statutes as you told me the number. And that's what I read, but I couldn't find it anywhere.
So you read subsection two?
I read on the section you have, but they've changed it, because there's another statute that applies to me, and the state tax rep came in.
And I really don't know.
And he told me which ones needed to be covered also.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, that was, I mean, I remember discussing it a few weeks ago, but I don't know. I think I just said, hey, we probably need to look at both of them, or read all of it and figure it out.
I mean, I don't want to miss it.
But we are getting off.
I don't want to miss it and, you know, be so stubborn that I wouldn't listen to you guys. That's definitely not my thing.
I don't have a...
But I want to make sure that I'm following what's the most recent.
Well, real quick, so we're here for Beacon add-on professional service agreement, and we can go off on a lot of things because of the reasoning for needing the Beacon add-on, but I don't know that what we're discussing now follows that, so we probably need to get back on track.
Everything that I've heard in here is, the layers and stuff, it appears that those are available now.
Now, they won't be available web-based. It would be like a PDF or...
Okay, that's what I'm asking, so then how, is the Beacon would be web-based?
Yes. So where people be able to pull them up in the field on the computer?
So that's what I'm asking, is that either in the field or even in the office, you can still pull up that, those layers, and then you'd be able to find out if there's any discrepancies within those layers? You can do it from anywhere.
You know what?
You can do it from anywhere, for on the site or in the office.
Correct.
And then, but you're saying you can have the data, but it'd be a PDF, so it wouldn't be as easy to catch the discrepancies as what she's talking about.
I'd have to see it. I don't know 100% until the map's actually there, and I could tell you for sure, but I just...
I mean, if that's something she needs, again, I don't think we have a, I don't think that we have a problem with doing this. We want to make sure that it fits the need and the request that you're asking for. Now, obviously, with the subscription thing, I don't care about doing a subscription of some kind to entities that aren't, but then you're starting to pick and choose. But I don't like the idea of more data being available that easily for somebody just sitting at home and getting it. I just don't like that. And I don't think any citizen would, you know, again, I think if the people knew, then they'd probably not, they wouldn't like it either. But anyways, so on the map layers, Esri already has the data, or we would put the data into Esri? So Esri already has the data. Esri is who owns Beacon?
No. Beacon's a whole third party.
Okay, do they, on the same website, does it say like powered by maybe then?
No.
I feel like I'm remembering seeing Esri...
There's other web-based mapping stuff, and Esri has its own type of Beacon as well, but Beacon is its own.
Is its own, okay.
We're not using Esri. Esri charges for that as well, so you have to, we're using Beacon to do those features.
But the data comes from Esri?
It comes from our maps that are saved in the Esri program, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Is it like a CSV file, or is it a
It's all in a database.
It's a database of
some kind. It's all saved in a database, and then the ESRI program is kind of like a local version of a Google Earth that takes all this data that
and then Beacon, put in the database. Beacon gets it from ESRI.
Puts a layer kind of like in Photoshop, and then puts all the either the parcels or the plats, whatever the lines, all that's saved in the database as numbers, and then those lines are all drawn out in the mapping program to make the maps that you're used to seeing.
Okay. And so, and then the layers, would it just be another layer button on the left that you would select it, and that would show you, what would that layer be called? Price per square foot? Pricing? I mean, I'm just trying to...
Yeah, you would name it, like you said, price per square foot, or, you know, condos, or billboards, whatever. And that just, that lights up the map on where you've got all those things.
So it's a visual...
It gets bigger and your data shows, like for this neighborhood.